So we will, we're session finish up. The last component I think that we needed to work on is when things don't go quite right. And, you know, Avar Bishel, Avar Bishal, Avar Bishal, all of those types of questions, what's the halacha in these cases? Once we wrap that up, so then I guess the only thing left that we have to deal with is the Bechina. Okay, so I think we'll have one official time for taking the Bechina, and I was told to say that it's encouraged that everybody take the Bechina at that time. If it doesn't work for you for whatever reason, then you'll arrange with directly with Rabbi Bronstein. I'll leave a copy of the Bechina with him, and he will arrange for the Bechina to be taken. I hope to have the Bechina ready for Thursday, as I mentioned last week. Does that seem reasonable? Again, the only enough community doing that time now is me going to, whether I'm here in person or not. I plan on only sitting in through a Bechina one time. at least myself. So Thursday is better for me. I'd rather wait till next week.
I can't do next week. But
you cannot do next week?
I serve a freshers call on.
So you prefer this week?
Definitely, but there are a lot of other people.
I mean, I mentioned it already last week that we do it for Thursday, so I don't feel like it's so last minute. So, okay, so let's stick to Thursday. Does it need to be during this time? Can it be earlier? Does anybody care? People have other shiur and start better this time. Just stick to the regular time that we already find. So we'll stick to this. We'll stick to this time. So again, so that will be Eretz Hashem. So I guess Thursday at 1:15, we'll plan to have the Bechina available. Okay. So what happens if Malacha was violated in terms of Bishlan? Again, in terms of the shilas that come up, this is the most common shilas that come up. Again, people are generally doing what they do, which hopefully is based on, you know, having already, you know, sought guidance at some point in terms of what how things should be done in the kitchen on Shabbos. But what happens when something goes wrong? So there's a three-way machlokas tanaim, which appears in several gemaras, including in Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, in terms of what is the din if somebody is mevashel b'Shabbos. So there it says that if a person has mevashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg, yochal b'meizid lo yochal divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir just distinguishes between shogeg and meizid on Shabbos. If it was done with shogeg, it can be eaten on Shabbos. If it was done with meizid, it cannot be eaten on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, b'shogeg yochal b'motzoi Shabbos, and b'meizid lo yochal olamis. So Rabbi Huda says, also is mechalik between shogeg and meizid, and says that if it was done b'shogeg, then it cannot be eaten on Shabbos, but it can be eaten on Motzoi Shabbos, and b'meizid cannot be eaten forever. Rabbi Yochanan Sander Omer b'shogeg yochal Motzoi Shabbos la'achirim v'lo, b'meizid lo yochal olamis lo lo v'lo la'achirim. And Rabbi Yochanan Sander is the third shita, and says that b'shogeg, it can't be eaten until Motzoi Shabbos, and that's just for others, not even for the person himself. He can't eat it forever. B'meizid, nobody's allowed to eat it nobody's ever allowed to eat it. So we're gonna zero in on the shogeg, because that's hopefully the questions that were that usually come up. If a person did it b'meizid, that's a big problem. But it's we're not gonna assume that we're dealing with Rishayim. We're gonna assume that it was b'shogeg. And b'shogeg could be that they didn't know the din. Again, there are many aspects to shogeg. But a person actually intentionally, you know, could be people think that something's a chumra. That's not exactly how you have to do it. But again, they felt justified in what they were doing. So those cases would be classified as shogeg.
It's kind of safe to assume that most people place that are shomer Shabbos.
I think so. Again, they might not know. I mean, they might have done something on purpose, but that doesn't mean that they were amazed in the Isser. Meaning, if you ask them, "What did you mean to heat this up in this way?" the answer would be yes. Did you know that it was wrong? Then presumably the answer would be no. If they knew that it was wrong and they're doing it anyway, then we got a problem. There's no question that we have a problem. Okay, so again, the two main shitas that are nogeya in terms of the halacha are the first two opinions. So again, Rabbi Meir said, again, everybody agrees that there's going to be an issue. Again, one could have said, in theory, that, okay, so you were mevashel b'Shabbos, you violated it in Esther, but what does that have to do with using it afterwards? So that, again, what everybody agrees on is that there is this concept, again, which is called Maisa Shabbos, something which was done on Shabbos. Again, the way the Mechaber quotes it in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, he says that it applies to, the Ramah throws in, right, it applies to other malachos as well. There may be some exceptions, Hotzah is an exception, maybe other exceptions. But again, basically, if a person does malach on Shabbos, everybody's agreeing that there's an iser of Maisa Shabbos. So again, so Rabbi Meir said that b'shogeg, if it was done by accident, you can eat it on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shogeg, you can't eat it until Motzai Shabbos. So that is going to be the question, is how do we paskin? So the Gemara says that Rav paskins for his Talmidim like Rabbi Meir, which is, again, the most kal opinion, the most lenient opinion, that you can eat it even on Shabbos if it was b'shogeg. And for the Balabatim, he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He paskin a little bit more machmir opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, b'shogeg, you cannot eat it until Motzoi Shabbos. Why was he more machmir on the Balabatim than on the Talmidim? So where it says, because of the Amei Aretz, didn't want them taking advantage. So in order to, scare them a little bit, and make sure that they would appreciate the Chomer Hadavar, he said that the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, how does that translate Lemaisa? L'chora.
Where's this Gemara? Also
I think that's in the Gemara in Bava Kama as well. I believe so. No, I'm sorry, that's in the Gemara in Chulin. Where it's quoted in Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tezvav. That's the other place where it comes up. So the one of the other places it comes up. So the what does that sound like? If he's paskining one way for the kula for the talmidim, again l'chora, it sounds like me'ikar hadin the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and he was willing to pask that he can be mekel, and he was willing to paskin the ikar hadin for the talmidim. When it came to the balabatim, and he was afraid of the Amei Haaretz, again, and not afraid of them, but afraid of the effect that it would have on them, then he was machmir. But it sounds like, again, may ikar din, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, but he's machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfos says, therefore, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Because that's what you see from this Gemara, is that really the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and if the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, so then again, any case which comes up, which would be a shayla of a shogeg, it would be mutter to eat the food on Shabbos. The Rambam, however, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Chaf Gimel, Yisrael she'asa melacha b'Shabbos, im aver v'asa b'zodon, asa l'ayinah s'posa melacha l'olam, u'shar yishom, I don't have the whole Rambam here, but he says that by shogeg, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that you would be usher until after Shabbos. How do you shout in the Gemara? So you have to struggle with that a little bit and try to understand it. Also, you can't try to deal with it. That it was some sort of special dispensation for the Talmidim, whatever the reason was. But not because it was me'ikar hadin that way. Okay, so that's the basic machloka. So how does that, again? Let's now halacha l'maisa. How does that pan out? So the Mechaber writes in Shin Yud Ches in Sif Aleph, Hamivashel b'Shabbos b'Meizid Aser lo le'olam u'lacherim mutar motzoi Shabbos miyad u'b'shogeg. And that's the case that we're focused on. B'shogeg Aser bo bayom gam la'cherim. So the Mechaber paskins that if it's Mevashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg, so then it's Aser on Shabbos to everybody. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, like Rabbi Yehuda, again, which is which is the middle opinion, which again means that if something, even if it was a shogeg, if there was a bishul b'Shabbos, then it would aser the food for everybody on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura comments, though, in Sif Katan Zayin. He says, "Hinei b'gemara pli'i binyan shogeg u'mezer, b'mei Rabbi Yehuda. B'dasa shulchan aruch u'dasa Rabbi Yehuda." Right, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, that's what we saw. M'chaber paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Shekein iskimu harifa Rambam v'ga'onim. Right, the Rif, the Rambam, the Gaonim all paskin that way. Again, once you have the Rif and the Rambam paskin that way, it should not be at all surprising that the Mechaber paskin that way as well. The Hagra hiskin b'beyuro l'shitas hatosos v'siyatom depasku k'Rabbi Meir. But the Gaon thought that the Halacha should be like all the other Rishonim, the Tosos, and again, not the only opinion, there are other Rishonim that paskin that way, that in fact we should paskin like Rabbi Meir, which would mean that the food would be mutter on Shabbos if it was bishul b'shogi. D'vimezer aser bein lo bein acher on tzay Shabbos, u'b'shogi mutter gam lo miyad. That'd be mutter for everybody on Shabbos. Why is that significant? Says the Mishnah Brura, u'b'makom hatzorech yesh lismuch al zeh b'bishul b'shogi. Says the Mishnah Brura, an important kula, that although the Mechaber paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shogeg is going to be usher for everybody until Motzoi Shabbos. So now if I, again, whatever the particular case is, I violated an Isser of Bishul B'Shogeg on Shabbos, so that I still have, I can't eat the food according to Rabbi Yehuda, I can according to Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, says Mishnah Brura, but if that's your food for Shabbos, that's why you have, you're not going to have something else for each Shabbos. Again, you have to figure out exactly what Malkamatzorach means. If you have, 10 different dishes on the table and then you can't put one thing out, I'm not sure that that's a Malkamatzorach. If this is the main course, then it would seem to be legitimate to say that it is a Malkamatzorach. So then you can paskin like the Gra, you can assume like the Gra, who paskined like Rabbi Meir Lakula. Okay, so that is the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch and the important caveat in the Mishnah Brura in terms of being Mekel. In the Tirshu Mishnah Brura, he quotes from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that just having chalent on Shabbos alone, he does not consider it to be a tzorech as long as there are other main dish types of of food. And then he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv and Rechaim Kanievsky, and this is again what I was sort of trying to say, is Akol Tali V'inyan V'amatzav. You have to just assess the situation. If it's a situation where it seems like there's a tzorech, so at least we know we have the we can rely on Rabbi Meir because we have the Gra. And again, assuming like the other Rishonim in our back pocket. Okay, that is that. Yes.
This is Bishul Daraisa. Bishogeg is Mutter on Shabbos.
This is Bishul Daraisa, correct? Okay. Yes. We're talking about Bishul Daraisa. Again, the point seems to be, again, this will be important for the next thing that we're going to say. The point seems to be that the Isser that we're dealing with is an Isser Derabanan. The Isser of Maise Shabbos seems to be understood by almost everybody, and since the Maskana is that it's an Isser Derabanan. Right? The Isser that you may violate was an Isser Deraisa. The fact that there's a Knas Derabanan, that is Derabanan. Because of that, the Mishnah Brura says something else which is important to keep in mind. The Mishnah Brura says in Siv Beis, the kol sheish sofik plugta baze ihavi bilchabishal olav, o b'shar melachos ki agavna, ein las or b'dieved da kol ho iser azehu rak mi derabanan shekansu usveika derabanan lekula from the prima gadim. So again, second important kula to keep in mind is that the Mishnah Brura quotes from the prima gadim that if there's a machlokas aposkim about whether what happened is in fact bishul de'oraisa or not, and would be usser or not, then you can, again, you can rely on the other opinion, again, as long as it's a valid opinion, to say that it would not be asur b'di'evid. Right? Since the whole list they were talking about, it's only an isur d'rabbanan. Yes?
And this is if you understand the situation and you know there's a machlokas about it, not if you don't understand the situation. You're not sure, maybe...
Again, let's give an example. Let's say Lamashal. So we said again, he came back to the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. Right, the Rashba and the Rambam machlokas that if you take a food which is cooked to Michael ben Jusoy and you bring it to Mevushal Kotzarko, is that Bishal de Oraisa or not? So we said we try to be choshish for the opinion of the Rambam that it is that there is Bishal de Oraisa, and again. Nafkaminas for Hagasa, for again, many things that we saw. There, we try to be machmir for the opinion of the Raman that there is Bishul de Oraisa when it comes to food which has already reached Meichel Ben Jusoy, as long as it's less than Mevushal Kotzarko, it's not fully cooked. So again, if a person, again, Bishogeg, cooked something from Meichel Ben Jusoy, and further along to Mevushal Kotzarko. So we would certainly say that, even though we assume, like the Shita of the Rambam, the fact that the Rashba says that it's mutter is enough of a machlokes aposkim, that we would say that it would not aser the food, but the Eved, since the isser of the food becoming asur is only an isser, and only an isser derabanan. Or let's say we saw also, we had a machlokes again, which we basically were poshe, but we said that by things that were raw, by fruits or vegetables, is that an iser, is that a real iser bishul de orais or not? Go to the Orz of Ruah and some other opinions. So we assumed la halacha that we have to be concerned that that is bishul de oraisa. If somebody again bishogeg violated that, then the fact that there is a valid opinion in the poskin that says that there is no bishul de oraisa in such a case would be enough to say that the food should not be asur b'di'evet. So again, those are the... Yes?
That your brother be certain there, Abana?
Like what? Outside of Bishul?
Yeah.
Or
Maizu Shabbos outside of Bishul?
I assume so. I don't... Again,
it's like a cloud that, like, whenever you have an Issa Darabana, as long as there's a valid...
Whenever we have... I don't know if we can extend it beyond Maizu Shabbos. It might depend on the scope of the Issur Rabban. The Masha we'll see, and which is going to be important, that not all the kulas that we're going to say, that we're going to bring now, apply to Shi'iyah, Chazara, and Hatmana, because they have a special status. So again, I don't know if you can extend it to every case, but the next kula, the third kula, he actually explicitly says is talking about every case. Again, presumably in Svara it should be true by at least any case of Maaseh Shabbos by other Malachos. Beyond Maaseh Shabbos, I don't know if we could say that by every Derabbanan. That as long as we have some opinion that says it's okay, then the effect of the Issur wouldn't be there.
So it's not just since it's Derabbanan, it's also because Maaseh Shabbos is more kal.
I'm not sure. Again, if you set it up as being just that this is enough to create a suffix derabbanan lekula, then it should be true by normally suffix derabbanan, unless we know differently.
Usually, don't say
suffix derabbanan lekula. Based on hoksa poskim, right? So that's why I'm not sure that he's saying that. It's only because it's a knas as opposed to whether you want to say a malacha derabbanan or there are other types of derabbanans. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Rav Adi very often uses machloksim to create spetsekas in a lot of poskim.
Correct.
Something like that.
Right. Rabbi Vayar is very into counting up how many each side and using it to help in whatever way possible. Correct. Okay. So again, we said that just to summarize what we have so far, and we said that meikir, the basic halach, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins is like the middle opinion that if you have bishul b'shogeg, it's going to be asur. And the Mishnah Brura so far though had two kulas. One is that If it's a makom hatzorech, then even if there's no other, meaning he's not talking now, you've got other opinion to rely on, but if it's a makom hatzorech that you need the food, we can be makel on and paskin like Rabbi Meir, who would say that bishop, even if it's bishop b'shogeg, it's mutar on Shabbos. That was clue number one. The second one is that even within, before we get to that, as long as there is a valid opinion to rely on, again, then it's machlokas haposkim, we would not ask for the food b'di'evet. In Sif Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes one other one, that v'im hi melacha derabanan, therefore what we're talking about is a bishul derabanan, not a bishul d'oraisa, right, in terms of the what the person is doing wrong. So the person violated bishoge in iser derabanan of bishul. Ayn bebira grosh sheherich lochef to the kulei amaim asa osa bishogeg ain less or b'diyeve lehenos mimena. Says the Mishnah Brura that the grosh says that if we're talking about only talking about an issur derabanan, then we would not the aser b'diyeve, since this is only a derabanan. Again, presumably he would say that that would get into the realm of trying to make a gezera legezera, and. And therefore, if the bishul that we're talking about is only the whole thing is only in iser derabanan, then we would not aser b'di'evet. And so those are the three big kulas that the Mishnah Berurah has. However, we'll have to get back to this soon. Everybody points out, the Gemara himself I believe points out, but everybody comments that the exception to the Gra is Shehiyah and Chazara. Why are Shehiyah and Chazara exceptions? Because basically they were designed as the special derabbanans in this case, and if a person could then go ahead and say, if I was Shohad the Kedera B'Shogeg, so now it's going to be Mutter, it would take all the teeth out of the Gzera, because a person could easily say, I left it on the fire by accident. So again, it was somehow built into these gzeros that were more machmir on them, which ironically comes out that we'd be more machmir on these than on bishul min haTorah. Why is that true? If it's
saying even not litzorach, these aren't mutter even litzorach and even if it's machlokas.
Lechora. Not by the machlokas. By the machlokas, the same thing will be true. But if it's just litzorach, then that may not be the same. Again, my point is that you can't view it through the same lens.
Just to this last heter, or also to the other heter?
Certainly to the last, and we'll have to get to the details of whether there are exceptions to the other ones also.
If they're not, then that's just the same as all the rest.
Right. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see that soon. One more important point before we get to those derabbanans is the Mishnah Berurah does quote in Dalid from the Magen Avraham Shem Harashba, the Gama Kadera Shebishal Bab. This is talking about the Mishnah Berurah here is talking about Bemezid. Says b'mezid asul al the olam. It says in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the cost of amalgam Abraham Shem Rashba deyam hakadera shebisha ba b'Shabbos asur al levasha ba mipnei shehi blu amidavar asur lo. There's a tremendous chiddush. Basically, we treat if a person cooks b'Shabbos b'mezid, we treat it as machalos asuros, and it asers the kli. It would even aser the kli. Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Moshe Salvechik was not machmir for this Rashba. He didn't understand the Rashba. Says that the asering the kli has to depend on tamki ikker, and tamki ikker depends on something being machalos asuros. How did this become machalos asuros just by cooking on Shabbos? So he disagreed that we do not need to be concerned with this opinion of the Rashba. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does quote it, so at least important to be aware of. Okay, what is the now? Let's get to Shehiyah and to Chazara. Now, l'chora, and I think we'll have a proof to this too, the rule that the Mishneh Berurah says that we still apply, that as long as we have a shita on which to rely, we can be makel, again, as long as there's a machlokas aposkim, l'chora should apply to shehiya and chazara as well, which is going to be, again, very, very important, halacha l'maisa. Again, in terms, especially in terms of some of the more modern shilos, where we have these machlokas, not necessarily machlokas Rashba and Rambam, but we have these, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Chazanish types of machlokasim. So being aware of a valid opinion, which is a meka, will help you in the b'diavad situations. The marshal, again, one which is certainly important, is the kula of Reb Avadia that we mentioned last time. That again, Reb Avadia thought that according to the Mechaber, you are allowed to do an asina mitchila onto a blach. That there's no difference between putting something on top of a kedera rekanis. It doesn't matter how thick the kedera is. Even a blach would qualify as a kedera, and you could do, again, assuming that the thing is mevusha kol tzarko, and is not a and is a davar yavesh, you can put it directly on the blach. So again, we said that we do not assume that way lahalacha. But the fact that Rabbi Vadya does say that, if you're somebody comes with a shiloh, or somebody, or you're eating somewhere, and that's how they were heating up the food. So again, you would say the same thing here. That would not aser the food. That would not aser the food b'dieved. Similarly, again, if somebody was relying on Rav Aaron Cutler, that it's enough to cover the dials in order to consider something to be garf akatum. And not to cover the fire. Again, we said according to Rav Moshe Lechatchila, you should cover the dials also. But the ikar is to cover the fire. And Rav Aaron Cutler did not think you have to cover the fire. It's only the place where you do the actual equivalent of the stoking, of the adjusting, which is in the which is where the dial is. Then again, if a person did that, that would also be something that you could rely on. Okay. The Gemara and Shabbos asks, what is the halacha if one forgot the kedera agave kiro bishlo b'shabbos? Amar Shabbos and Lamed Zayin going on to Lamed Ches. What's the halacha basically if you did shehiya b'shogeg? So again, it's a difficult gemara to read. In term, but it seems to be the maskana of the Gemara is that it becomes aser, whether shogeg or mezid. So if you did shehiya with uncooked food, right? That's the case where, according to everybody, it would be aser, right? We had again just a brief review, right? We had Chananya and the Rabbanan. According to Chananya, you're allowed to do shehiya. You have to leave it on open fire, even if it's not gar fakatam. After it's Michael Ben Jusai, and according to the Chachamim, you are not allowed to do it in any case, even if we should go circle, until it reaches the point where it's mitstamek viralo. It has to be that it is it's going to get worse. But before that, you have to cover it. So the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Resh Nun Gimel, sorry, where did it go? Okay, it's in the middle again. That Resh Nun Gimel Sif Aleph was a very, very long one. So towards the latter half of the Sif, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Bim shachach v'shaha." If you forgot and you were a shoha, you did shehiya, you left the pot on. Im utavshol shebishal kol tzorko. If it's fully cooked, mutter afilu hu mitzamek v'yafelo. Then, if you forgot and you left it on, then it's mutter, even if it's going to get better. V'im utavshol shehiskel v'izbashal v'lo bishal kol tzorko. Asr ad motzoi Shabbos, v'im avar v'shaha asr b'shneim. So the mechaber writes that if you either forgot it on, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, or the same thing would be true if you were a shogig on the halacha, not that you forgot it. Again, the point is that you are a shogig. If you're a shogig on the shehiyah and the tavshil is already fully cooked, and it's just not, and it's but it still is mitzdamek v'yafalo, so it's in that in-between part, according to the chachamim, then it's going to be mutter. But if it's less than mevushal kol tzarko, if it's less than mevushal kol tzarko, then it's going to be asur until motzoi. It's going to be asur until motzoi Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, asur lechol adam mekol shekin lebnei beis od asur kevin nisbasha b'shvilam. It's asur to anybody, certainly to anybody in the house, because it was done on their on their on their behalf. So again, the Mechaber is saying that if again if it's mitzdamik theophilo and you forgot it there, so we pask in the chatchila like the rabbanon that you have to have garfakatum. So then, only if it's mevushal kol tzarko, if it's mevushal kol tzarko, and it's not mitzdamik viralo, so then it's going to be mutter. If it's less than mevushal kol tzarko, then it's going to be aser. What's the difference? So Mishnah Berurah says that ratam de lonen imen a kokah came to blav haki hayaroi laachilosh and his bashal kol tzarko vakem b'di eved mutter. What's the difference between the two? Is that objectively there's a difference between making something fully cooked, in which it was had an element of being raw, and you therefore you've gained a lot by through this shehiyah, which was aser, versus a case when it just gets better. Then in the case when it's just when it just gets better, then you're not really benefiting because it already was roi l'achila, and therefore b'di'eved is going to be it's going to be mutter. Okay, so that is the that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, and again that's how the poskim assume. So again, as long as it's mitztamek, if it's again if it's what did Mr. Shabbos added one thing to this point that was important. Right, so if it was less than if it's not cooked and you put it on, so then the food is going to be aser. And lechora, he adds on, it should be clear that you have to take it off also, right? Because what's the reason that the shehiyah is aser? The shehiyah is aser because of right shem yichata begecholim. So as long as the food is still there, it seems to me that there would be a continuous iser. Again, even certainly according to the Chazon Ish that we spoke about last time, even not according to the Chazon Ish here, when it's not a Mechseik HaMevashel, according to anybody, by Shehi, according to everybody, the problem was Shema Yechata. So you would have to take it off of the fire. Here it's also gives one important yes.
Does it become aser even if you put it on for like a minute?
If you didn't actually benefit, how would you? What's?
I'm saying, is the chiluk between mevushal kol tzarko and non-mevushal kol tzarko that non-mevushal kol tzarko actually reaches mevushal kol tzarko and then it becomes aser, or is it the fact that it had potential to actually undergo a significant change?
Right. I think it would have to have undergone some change. Again, I don't know how you'd have to know that no change happened. Again, I think if you moved it along from let's say 60% to 80%. I think that would be aser. But if you know that it's still at 60%, you put it on and you took it right off, then in Nechami, I don't think that would aser. The point is that there was a change that happened. He does, again, presumably invoking the, again, this is the Bir Halacha writes, but again, this seems to show that you can, that rule about relying on some of the poskim says, again, we mentioned this in passing, that there were poskim who said again the same that they remember we had the kula of kedera chaisa, that if you put in a piece of meat right before Shabbos and it's not cooked at all, so then that according to everybody you could leave on an uncovered fire. Why can you leave that on an uncovered fire? Because even if you would stoke it, there's no way that I'll be ready for the meal tonight, so we're not concerned, and it's fine till tomorrow. So we mentioned that they were poskim. We said we're not going to rely on this, that they were poskim who suggested that maybe if you have a dish which is designated that this is going to be for tomorrow, and there's no chance we're eating it tonight, then maybe that should be the same thing. And even if it didn't, even if it was between, you know, raw and between, you know, Yadso Ledesbo and Michael Ben Jusai, and you did Shehiyah, even according to Chananya, maybe we should still say that it's mutter because it was miyuchad for the next day. So we said, again, and what the poskim that disagreed with that said, was that, okay, but b'shas hadchak, if there's nothing else to eat, something happens to the rest of the food, it spoils or something, so you might take from that. You might take from that food, even if it's miyuchad for tomorrow. So we said not to rely on that. So the Aruch HaShabbos writes that since there are poskim that say that if you have food which is miyuchad for the Suda on Yom Shabbos, that would be mutter. So then if somebody did Shehiyah Bishogeg even if it was between Yad Tzoledesbo and Michael Ben Jusoy, but it was miyuchad for the next day, that would not aser the food b'di'eved. Again, with that same rule, that it doesn't aser the food b'di'eved if there's a posek on whom to rely. Again, so that may be a kula which comes up for chalent. So it's only a kula which applies if it was b'shogeg. But if in theory you forgot to put the blech on the, let's say you have the West Bend hot plate, so you leave it normally on the, you know, we spoke last time, it's the bottom, it doesn't come up on the sides, so we don't have any of the hatmana or chazara issues, but you put it up an hour and a half before Shabbos, meaning intending to put on the blech, you didn't put on the blech right away, because maybe you're trying l'chatzchilo to be choshesh, not to, as we said, you know, some poskim don't like adjusting the fire once the blech is on, because that sort of undermines it. So you're planning on putting the blech on. It's already started to cook, so you don't have the kulav k'deir chaisa. The food is already yadso ledesbo, but it's not ma'echel ben yusay in a slow cooker. It's not edible, according to anybody. At that point, then you left it there. So again, b'di'eved, it would seem to be that you could perhaps rely on this and say that it should be mutter v'achil again, because there are poskas, again, assuming that you don't normally take Friday night challah. If you normally take Friday night challah, then it doesn't help. But again, assuming that it's basically miyuchad, that's the Shabbos day food, that would help.
But if like sometimes you take Friday night challah, then probably
then the chora that wouldn't help anyone, correct? Because again, those cases, those the poskim that even were mekel, it was clear it was only because it was the same as kedei rechaisa, which is that you have no havamina of it. You know, it sounds like even if it's not, you know, I don't know, I'd be nervous to rely on it, even if you occasionally take Friday night shalom. Again, unless you guys have in mind that this Shabbos, I know they're having a lot of guests for Shabbos lunch, and that I'm definitely not going to take from it.
Two chalons,
maybe Thursday night, and you solve all. You solve all problems. Okay, so that is if it's Shehiyah. What about if you do a Maisa on Shabbos? Maybe the advantage to Shehiyah is that Shehiyah, you didn't do anything wrong on Shabbos. The thing that you did wrong was before Shabbos. You put the pot on and you passively left it. So what about Chazara? When you put it back on inappropriately, in a way that's not allowed on Shabbos, what is the halacha in such a case? So the Haggah Sashri points out that it's not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about if you're shoheh b'shogeg and you left it on. But the Gemara doesn't talk about what if you're choseh b'shogeg. So he has a svar in both directions. On the one hand, maybe it's worse, because you did a maisa on Shabbos, you weren't passive. You actually put it on. What's better about it is because in order to do the chazara, it has to have been, or at least assuming that here it was at least fully cooked. It was mevushal kol tzarko. You just took it off and put it back on. If it wasn't fully cooked, then you put it back on. So now you have a bishul shayla, not just a chazara shayla. Now it's a bishul shayla. But again, if you took it back, you took it off when it was mevushal kol tzarko. It was fully cooked. But you didn't have all the conditions necessary for chazara. That was what your iser is. So then the benefit that the food is getting is not as great as the benefit of being shoheb be'iser. So he says there's a reason in both directions a reason that I guess pulls you in either direction when it comes to chazara, and yet the Gemara does not mention it. So the Rama writes as follows again in Rishon Gimel in that long Sif Aleph. He says, right, im shachach v'shah, we just had, im shachach v'shah, im otav shach 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 v'shah, right, so now the Ramah just switched. We just had what we were talking about with Shehiyah. Now the Ramah switched to Chazara. So, Mimichziro Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos. Again, we spoke about that a little bit last week. Dino Kishachach V'Shaha. The halacha is the same as if you were Shachach V'Shaha. Vimichziro Yisrael Dino Ke'Avar V'Shaha. So the Ramah draws an interesting parallel between, again, because the Gemara doesn't talk about directly about the about Chazara. The Ramah draws a parallel. He says, if a non-Jew does the Chazara on your behalf, then that's the same as if you were Shachach V'Shaha. But if a Jew did it himself, then it's like Avar V'Shaha, which again is like the case of Mazid. Again, what's the difference between the two cases? So we saw the difference was between the cases, right? If it was Shach V'Shah, so then it depended if it was Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Now, if it was Mevushal Kol Tzarko, and an Eino Yehudi did it, so then this would tell us that it's Mutter. But if it was Avra V'Shah, so we said that it's Asur no matter what. So again, the Ramah would then be saying that it's Asur even Bidi Eved, As if you did it b'mezid, it would be aser. Why? Why again? So what this would mean is that if you did chazara in the wrong way on your chalent, even b'shogay yourself, the chalent is aser to everybody on Shabbos. So if you take the chalent, offer, let's say, wasn't garif akatum, and you then were machzir onto it. Again, according to everybody, that is a bad. That's a bad chazar. You made old school chalent and left it on the fire. There was no shehiyah problem. It was mevushal kol tzarko. At least there was no bishul. There was no bishul problem. There was no shehiyah problem according to Chananya. Then I take it off and I put it back on, or I didn't have the other conditions in place. And I put it, and I did that chazara. So the Ramah says that it's going to be aser. Why is it worse in this case? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'mechzir Yisrael b'Shabbes afilu b'shogeg dino kaver b'Shabbes meizid v'aser mitzamek v'yafalo." So there's a little caveat which will help us in a second. That if it's mitzvah yafalo, so chalent again is usually mitzvah yafalo, right? The longer it stays on, the better it gets. If it's mitzvah yafalo, it's also about tam de machmirim bechazira tefei mi b'shehiyah. The reason that we're more machmir by chazar than by shehiyah, mishum de kavid ma'isa, is because you did something. The fact that you did an action makes it worse than if it was just avar v'sha'a. Fine. So then he does quote from the he does quote from the Magen Avraham that even if it was done b'isser, you could, and it was mistamik v'yafalo, it would be aser, it would be mutter la'achirim. But the Machzis HaShekel writes that b'nei beso, because the Machzis HaShekel shedinam kemoso. So again, it's an interesting. I guess you have to figure out a little bit what the svar of the Magen Avraham, what the Magen Avraham is. But again, the basic din of the Ramam is that if you do chazara and it's mitztamik v'yafalo, you did chazara they sell in the wrong way, then it's aser on Shabbos for everybody. Why is it worse? Because you did a ma'isa. Again, the Magen Avraham does quote that maybe for achirim you can be more makil, but the question is, does, if b'nei beso doesn't fit into that, then it may not help. And the Chazan Ish writes that according to the Gaon, it's aser for to everybody, and that we should pask in that way lahalacha. So again, not so simple to be makil on that question. What if it's mitstamik viralo? Right, this was only by mitztamik v'yafalo. But what if it's mitztamik v'ralo? What's mitztamik v'ralo? Where does that come up? So there are places where that comes up. Chicken or something like that. If the chicken is on the fire and you do a chazara, generally you're not hoping that the chicken's going to cook more on Shabbos. The assumption is just that hot chicken tastes better than cold chicken. It's not actually cooking it more. If it stays on for too long and continues cooking, usually it dries out, right? It's worse. So if let's say you did an illegal nesina mitchila, which again is basically a chazara, a bad chazara, you take something out of the fridge and you put it onto the open fire. So you put the chicken onto the open fire. So that's mitztamek viralo. So what's the din by mitztamek viralo? So the question is, so the Shulchan Aruch says, actually this is not here, in Reish Nun Zayin, which is the Hatmana Simen, the Shulchan Aruch there says that it's only, again, or at least it's applied, is that if it's Bitsonein and it's Nischame Moshe Nisang V'yafalo, then it's going to be a problem. So if it's Sonein and heated up, when it was cold and heated up, that's the same, that's treated the same as mitztamek v'yafalo. Why? Because you benefited. Right? L'maisa, that which you did wrong, gave you a benefit now of it being hot. But if you would have had something hot, which is mitztamek viralo, and you do it in a bad, in a chazara, which is aser, and it's just omeid b'chamimuso, then it would be mutter. So again, the main problem is that A, you did something, you did an action, and it accomplished something. So by ralo, you can still say that it accomplished something if it went from tzonein to chum. But if it was warm and it stayed warm, so then you haven't gained anything. It would have cooled off. No, remaining hot is not considered to be a benefit. So what if you wait for it to cool down? Can you then eat the food? Right, I did a chazara on something which is mitstamik viralo. The only benefit that I got was that it heated up. So I can't eat it now because I accomplished something. So what if I just let it sit for an hour? It will cool down. Well, the gain that I had from the chazara, again, which I did, but it was b'shogeg, will be lost. So the Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim that allows it and says that ain't a chanami. You're right. As long as you're not benefiting anymore from the chazara that was done improperly b'shogeg, then there's nothing to be concerned about. And the Chazan Ish disagreed. Basically assumed that once you put it on, the Isser was Chal. Whether you want to say, it's an Isser Chavtza, you can And we can try to say the lumdus in slightly different ways. But that's what the Chazon Ish assumes, that again, once the Chazara was done be'isser, even if it was done b'shogeg, then it would be usher. So again, according to the Chazon Ish, the only case in which if you did an improper chazara, that the food would be mutter, is if you take food that's fully cooked, mitstamik viralo, and still hot, and put it back on the uncovered fire, or you do it wrong. But according to the way the Chazon Ish is paskening, there would be no other situation in which you can do a chazara b'shogeg, in which the food will then be able to be eaten. Because, again, as long as even for a moment you benefited, the isser then is chal, and the isser doesn't disappear, even in the case where all you did was heat it up, and then the cools down, the heat disappears, then the isser is chal immediately.
The Berlach and Kone Prima Gadim, that's also from Mitzdamek Vera, right?
Correct. If it's Mitzdamek V'yafalo, so then you gained from the fact that it got better. Right? So then it's Ka'avin Ma'isa, you did something. And that, again, unless somehow you could get that improvement to disappear. I don't know how, I don't think there's a case where that would be possible. Heat is the only one where, again, which gets to that whole Ein Bishalach or Bishal question by the Davar Lach, which again, the fact that it's a change which disappears, you know, is Ozolei Bishul, that same kind of concept, again, is what the Prima Gadim is saying here. Again, that's just for comparison purposes, not exactly the same thing, but that you can have a situation in which the gain disappears, and if what you accomplished, the Isser, disappear, then we no longer have to be concerned about it. Right, he quotes that. That's the summary the Rosh Hashanah gives here. Also, right, about tavshil shehushpicha ichuso ayedei chazara asur. If it's actually the food has improved in some way, kigon shehaya begadim etzdamek v'yafalo. It's the cholent lekulei alma eino takon latiro b'achilu b'Shabbos. There's no way to be able to eat that food on Shabbos. Sharei yi efter l'salik mimenu as hashabach shehushpach be'iser. There's no way to remove that which was gained b'iser, and the fact that it was that it was done be'isser is going to the fact that it was done be'isser is going to have its effect on the food even for the long term. Okay. Clear? Good? Confusing? A little bit? Yeah, it's just keeping the cheshbon.
And the Chazon Ish case would likely never happen, right?
I mean, it could. It could happen that how would it happen? I mean, let's say you leave meat on the. We don't leave again. The reason that I guess it could happen in an oven, maybe. If you leave an oven on, trying to heat things up, and you open up the oven, you take things out, and the oven's on, and then you put it back in, so then that would be a case. It's not gar fakotum, might be tochum, so maybe that would be a case in which, again, assuming that that's mitzdamek viralo, right, and you're looking for the good point, maybe that would be a case. But again, other than that, I'm not sure practically. Again, we mostly put things on covered fires, and the one thing that maybe we don't, which is the chalent, I think everybody agrees, again, at least for the first few days, is mitzdamek v'yafalo. I mean, it reaches a point that, I mean, you know, if by Lava Malka, maybe if it's been on since Thursday night, maybe now it's mitzdamek v'yafalo. I can give ages that until Lava Malka, it's still improving. The chalent tastes even better if you leave it in shal shudas than Shabbos morning. It gets better. And it's certain, I guess, it depends on how high the fire is. There are a lot of factors, but again, it's not normally going to come up. What about hatmana? What if you improperly did Hatmana? So again, if on Shabbos you were matmin, again, the two basic rules for Hatmana were you're not allowed to do it may erev Shabbos bedover hamosif hevel, something which adds eat, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos with something which is even mamid esa hevel, again, which just keeps the temperature, again, with all the other conditions present as well. So let's say you did it on Shabbos with the Davar Eino Mosif Hevel, and again, all the conditions are met. So the Mishnah Brura writes that it would be mutter b'di'eved. Again, if it was b'shogeg. Why would it be mutter b'shogeg b'di'eved? So for the same reason that by Chazara, if it was hot and mitzdamek viralo, when you did it bishogeg, that it's mutter, because it didn't accomplish anything. It was hot, and now it's still hot. It was a davar she'eino mosif hevel, so you're not allowed to do it because of a gezeira, but ultimately, you're not gaining because it didn't get any hotter. You didn't do anything at all. So again, at the time he was talking about Chazar, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Do adin amatim b'shabbos b'dover she'ena mosif hevel d'shari b'di'eved af agav da'asa yisur da'ino ela omei b'chamimuso." Because all you've done is maintain the heat. You haven't actually added to it. So that case is fairly simple. What if on Erev Shabbos you were matmin b'dover hamosif hevel, and you left it on Shabbos? So that the Ramah quotes again in Reish Nun Zayin Aleph. Yesh Omrim Dim Shachach Vehitmin B'Shogeg B'Dover Mosif Hevel Shari Lachol. Ramah quotes that it's mutter, again, b'di'eved, if you were shogeg and you wrapped it b'davar hamosif hevel, which means, let's say the person didn't know that you can't put the sleeve, right? That was one of the cases that we had b'davar hamosif hevel, the sleeve thing around the urn. So he says that that's not going to aser b'di'eved. Why not? Why shouldn't that aser b'di'eved?
Even if you did it on
Shabbos? No, it's actually interesting. Nobody in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't deal with the case where you're matmid davar mosif hevel on Shabbos. Rabbi Eiger does raise that question. Right, if avar b'hidmin b'Shabbos atzma b'davar mosif hevel, don Rabbi Eiger lesser feel with the eved. But he leaves it as a tzarachian. Because the Shar Tzion here does quote it. Right. From the fact that the Ramah only says that it's mutter because it's only b'chami musa by davar mosif davar she'ena mosif hevel, if you violated it, sounds like b'davar mosif hevel again. Apparently, that was, I guess, a stricter gzera. Why is it mutter b'davar she'ena mosif hevel? If you did it from before Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah says, "Tama yishomer mu desfir lu dehatmana shava bezelu shehiya." This yishomer says that hatmana is like shehiya. The pasuk of mechaber le'eldim shachach v'shah afilu tavshu shem istamik v'yafelo mutter lecho. And again, if it was a tavshu, was something which was mitstamik v'yafelo, then again, as long as it was mevushal kol tzarkos, the mechaber said that it was mutter b'di'eved if you did it b'shogeg. So again, then he quotes others that disagree. So he says that if it's nispasha called tzarko, he thinks that you can be makel like the Ramah b'di'eved. If you were matmin b'davar hamosif hevel from before Shabbos on something that was not Mevushal Kol Tzarko, then the Mishneh Brura is not sure if you should be Mikel or not. The Chazan Ish says that again, that he thinks that maybe there's room to be Mikel as long as it's Michael ben Jusai. I mean, I don't know if you can actually, I guess it depends, but can you put something that's less than Michael ben Jusai and just Matvin Bidavar Mosif Heaven? I guess it will cook. Yes, why not? If it's hot enough, eventually it will cook. So as long as it was cooked, then it would not aser b'diavad. Okay, that's the basics. Any questions, concerns, haros? Okay, it's a little confusing the back and forth, but again, once you see it inside, I think it's fairly straightforward. Again, the basic rules that the again, within the Mechaber, we pass in like the more machmir pain that b'shogeg gets aser, but we have the three built-in kulas of the Mishneh Brura, and then when it comes to the three special derabbanans, so then it's a little bit more complicated. The Gemara only talks about shehiya, so that has one set of rules. Whether chazara should be compared or not is a question. Basically, whether the fact that it's avid ma'isa, we should be more machmir or not. And then it seems to be that the Rama assumes that we should equate Hatmana with, at least by Davar Mosif Hevel, with Shehiya, which again, in a certain sense, makes a lot of sense because you're doing a very similar thing. And you're leaving it on the fire or you're leaving it on a heat source or within a heat source. It doesn't say you have to be on a heat source. You can leave it within something which is going to continue the cooking process, again, in a Hatmana way instead of in a Shehiya way. So again, there also the Gemara doesn't talk about it explicitly. So that's what the Rama thinks the comparison is. Okay, so I guess try to chazer. You guys can certainly reach out to me if you have questions along the way. I think the Bechina questions will basically be based on Mechaber, Rama, Mishneh Brura, and the other things, the Bir Halachas and stuff like that, and the stuff that we mentioned in the Chabura. So again, I'm not going to ask about the Rishonim and the sugyas that we did not talk about. The things that we talked about, I think, will certainly, again, from Gemara down to the modern postgame, will certainly be addressed. And then again, anything which is in the Mishneh Brura or in the Mechaber Rama, certainly significant as well.